Welcome to episode 462 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Acts 4, verse 7. When they had put the men in front of them, they repeatedly asked, "By what sort of power or in what name? That is, by what kind of authority did you do this healing?" Since Old Testament times, there have been false prophets or false teachers who spread false messages while claiming to speak the word of God. After Peter and John healed a lame man at the entrance of the temple, the religious leaders questioned them to ascertain the power behind this miracle. Throughout the book of Acts, and indeed throughout the New Testament, there are people who claim to be followers of God, including those who have tried to invoke the name of Jesus, but who turned out to be untrustworthy. We will identify 10 such characters.
Today's top 10 list.
10 false disciples or teachers.
Number 1.
Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and his wife Sapphira were early members of the Christian church in Jerusalem, who sold a parcel of land and donated part of the sale proceeds to the church. But they conspired to lead the apostle Peter and others to believe they had donated the entire sum. For conspiring to lie as they did, they were struck dead. Because of greed or vanity, Ananias and Sapphira chose to falsify the size of their gift. They were not judged for their lack of generosity, but rather for trying to deceive God.
Number 2.
Simon the Sorcerer. Simon the Sorcerer, sometimes referred to as Simon Magus or Simon of Gita, appeared in the wake of the newly established church in Samaria. He had amazed the Samaritans for a long time with his sorcery, some even declaring that he was the great power of God, a messianic title. However, upon hearing Philip preach the gospel, he accepted and was baptized. Sometime after his baptism, Peter and John arrive, and when they do, the Holy Spirit came upon the believers. Simon offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may also receive the Holy Spirit." At this point, Peter strongly reprimanded Simon for his greed and told him he needed to repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. Fearful of the apostle's words, Simon pleaded with Peter to pray to the Lord on his behalf.
Number 3.
Elymas. Elymas was the Arabic name of a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet, otherwise known as Bar-Jesus. The Bible tells us that Sergius Paulus was the Roman governor of the Cyprus region. He was an intelligent man who wanted to hear the word of God when Paul and Barnabas visited his area. Among the governor's attendants was Bar-Jesus, who made his living practicing magic. He also claimed to be a prophet of God. He challenged Paul and Barnabas and tried to turn Sergius Paulus from the faith by opposing the gospel. He was miraculously struck with blindness for his deceptions.
Number 4.
Demetrius. Demetrius was a silversmith who made his livelihood from making silver shrines of Ephesus's famous temple of Diana, Artemis. These small shrines were sold to tourists who were told they could take the shrine anywhere in the world and worship Artemis just like they would in her temple in Ephesus. When Paul's preaching in Ephesus began to impact the sales of these shrines, Demetrius stirred up a crowd of Artemis worshippers in opposition to Paul and started a riot.
Number 5.
Hymenaeus. Hymenaeus was a man in the early church in Ephesus who, according to 1 Timothy 1 verses 19 to 20, had suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith, and so was handed over to Satan by the Apostle Paul. He was named with Alexander as examples of those who reject the true doctrine and follow the false. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 17, Paul likens the false doctrine of Hymenaeus and a new partner, Philetus, to a gangrene that spreads corruption and destroys life.
Number 6.
Alexander. It is possible that there was more than one man named Alexander who proved to be an enemy of the work of God. However, for the sake of this top 10 list, we're going to treat the multiple references in Paul's writings as references to the same person. Alexander was an influential Jewish metalworker in Ephesus. In fact, he was a coppersmith. When the missionaries came to town, Paul and his companions, Alexander the coppersmith got to know them and was seemingly open to the gospel. When unrest broke out over the sales of shrines to the goddess Artemis, Alexander was chosen as a natural liaison between the silversmiths and the target of their ire. Later, Alexander showed his true colors in the church, and it became apparent that he and Hymenaeus were living for themselves, not for Christ. Paul warned Timothy, who was pastoring in Ephesus, about the situation. Later still, imprisoned in Rome, Paul rues the fact that Alexander the coppersmith had continued to damage the cause of Christ and had become a personal enemy. Possibly, Alexander had used his influence and financial standing to prejudice the Roman authorities against Paul. Whatever the case, Paul writes in 2 Timothy 4 verse 14 that the Lord will repay him for what he has done.
Number 7.
Tertullus. Tertullus was a professional orator hired as legal counsel by the Jews to state their case against Paul before Felix, the Roman governor of Judea. He attributed a riot in Jerusalem to the agitation of Paul, ringleader of an illegal sect, who was detained in custody by the Jews for trying to profane the temple. Paul was made out to be an enemy of the public peace and of Jewish religion, both of which Felix was charged to uphold. With his power of glib eloquence, as well as knowledge of Roman laws, Tertullus, whose name means liar or impostor, sought to impress the mind of the judge. With the trick of his class, he began with flattery of the judge. All of the flattering epithets of the hired orator, however, stand out in striking contrast with the righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come Paul later spoke about to the same ruler.
Number 8.
Ananias. Ananias was high priest in Jerusalem during much of Paul's early ministry. According to the Jewish historian Josephus, Ananias was appointed by Herod Agrippa II in approximately AD 48. Known for his harshness and cruelty, he appears in Acts 23 during Paul's trial in Jerusalem before the Sanhedrin Council. Enraged by Paul's defense, Ananias ordered him to be struck on the mouth. Paul objected, saying, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You sit there to judge me according to the law, yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck."
Number 9.
Theudas. Theudas is mentioned once in the Bible, in Acts 5. Theudas was a false messiah, seen by the Romans as an insurrectionary and rabble-rouser. In Acts 5, he's mentioned as an example of the futility of pretense, and his claims are compared to those of Jesus. Theudas was one of a long line of false messiahs that Jesus warned about in Mark 13, verse 6. Theudas promoted himself as something when in reality he was nothing. He probably gathered a following based on a promise to reconquer the promised land, the popular idea of the time being that the Messiah would overthrow Rome. He ended up being killed by the Romans, and his following was short-lived. That his movement faded was one proof, according to Gamaliel, the Jewish religious leader, that that movement was of human origin.
Number 10.
Diotrephes is mentioned in one passage of the Bible in the short letter of 3 John. In brief, Diotrephes was a self-seeking troublemaker in an unnamed local church in the first century. In only two verses, the following statements were made about him. He loved to be first. He refused to welcome the apostles into the church. He maliciously spread gossip about men of God. He withheld hospitality from other believers. He required others to follow his poor example. And he excommunicated anyone who crossed him. Throughout the New Testament, there is a conflict between forces of good and forces of evil. We find that there are those who sometimes sought to act and even teach in some other name than that of Jesus. Or there are those who claim to be followers of Jesus and yet acted contrary to his precepts and principles. Or there are those who were jealous of spiritual power and sought to acquire that for themselves. Father, help us to be fully surrendered to the Holy Spirit. May he guide us into all truth. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.